Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm her little brother, William.
We're from the podcast Guide to the Unknown, where we only talk about scary stuff and have a good time doing it.
Come join the scary fun, everyone.
Wherever you get your podcasts, you'll find Guide to the Unknown.
This is the Bloody Disgusting Podcast Network.
Hey, everyone. It's Pacific. Got a few quick notes, and then right into this week's episode. First things first, we are coming back for season 2. Expect us around mid-February. Now, at the beginning of November, I will be taking a much-needed break, so I'll be off social media and off our Patreon for just a little bit, just a week or two to recoup and recover, and then we're going to come back strong, delivering weekly Patreon episodes every week. And I'm going to see about delivering a bi-weekly kind of short episode. I'd like to hit a lot of the smaller SCPs that we weren't able to do this season. Think things like SCP-173 or maybe other cool SCPs like the X-Ray Specs. You know, any story that wasn't quite substantial enough to be a full-length episode. So stay tuned to this feed. Even though we're going on break, I am planning on still uploading some stuff just to help tide you guys over. And if you are interested in getting some more fleshed out episodes while we're on break, make sure you subscribe to our Patreon. That is where every week you'll be getting those good, juicy bonus episodes. We've been a little behind because I've been swamped with a bunch of audio projects. So we're quickly catching up on all of those, and you can expect a bunch of our backlog going up and a bunch of new ones. So, stay tuned. I'm really, really excited. And second, if you've been trying to solve the codes at the end of the show, we do have a Discord, and there is a dedicated channel just for you code breakers. So, if you need a little additional help, there is a link to our Discord in the description below. And, most importantly, I want to give a big shout-out to this week's patrons. That means you, Ashley Blanche, Saryuko, SV, Typical Loser 76, and Hawk Furs. Thanks, guys. Your support means the world to me, and I appreciate it. All right, guys. It is my wonderful girlfriend's birthday, Sid Malter. You heard her voice in last week's episode, actually, so we're going to go celebrate. I hope you guys have an incredible week, and enjoy this episode.
Warning, the Foundation database is classified. Unauthorized access will result in detainment. Within this archive, you'll find the procedures, descriptions, and accounts of the most notorious anomalies we've encountered to date. Secure. Contain. Protect.
Item number, SCP-1173. Object class, Euclid. Special containment procedures. Knowledge of the existence of the IDAS is to be expunged from all databases and sources at earliest convenience. This removal is to include online and print sources. Containment will be considered complete when information regarding SCP-1173 is present in Foundation databases only. Active attempts to contain SCP-1173 are suspended at this time. Please consult Addendum 1173-1 for details. 3 D-Class personnel infected with SCP-1173 are to be kept at Site 38 for limited testing purposes. Any unauthorized use of the operative phrase for SCP-1173 transmission outside of testing protocols is to result in termination and replacement. While the current need to contain SCP-1173 is paramount, under no circumstance are Foundation personnel to directly engage in hostile actions against individuals attempting to spread SCP-1173. Efforts to contain SCP-1173 should focus on discovering the nature of SCP-1173 and researching methods of eliminating SCP-1173, regardless of whatever actions may be required to accomplish this. However, all Foundation units are to refrain from attacking one another for any reason, including as part of an attempt to contain SCP-1173. Document 1173-A is to be deleted at earliest opportunity, and all affected personnel treated.
as per Protocol 1173-Omicron, until such a time as the nature of SCP-1173 can be more definitively determined and anti-mimetic measures can be carried out. Direct conflict between affected personnel and standard Foundation personnel is to be avoided. Discussion of SCP-1173 in an unofficial capacity is strictly forbidden to avoid interpersonal conflict among Foundation personnel. Description: SCP-1173 is a mimetic phenomenon centered around the delusional belief in a political entity known as the Islamic Union of Eastern Samothraki, or IDAS. Affected individuals will possess varying degrees of understanding or awareness of the history or culture of the IDAS. But interviews with individuals under the influence of SCP-1173 have isolated several key characteristics that the political entity is commonly described as possessing. Geographically, the IDAS appears to be a primarily Greek-speaking nation, comprising of a small mainland enclave on the Anatolian Peninsula and a series of islands in the northeastern Aegean Sea. As the name would indicate, within the context of the delusion, a significant portion of the population practices Sunni Islam, with a limited number of Shia practitioners, and a small group of Sephardic Orthodox Christians, though the latter group has largely left the country due to religious conflict. Individuals can become infected with SCP-1173 only by hearing an operant sentence spoken out loud in their presence by an infected individual. Through research, the operant sentence has been determined to be, "You hear about that thing down in Samothraki?" Individuals that have heard the sentence frequently express minor interest in the ensuing conversation, which invariably describes some sort of internecine military conflict, massacre, famine, drought, ethnic cleansing, or other atrocity occurred within the country. Uninfected individuals have what the Foundation researchers have termed a passive resistance to information regarding the IDAS. Such individuals will consistently and without fail ignore or fail to observe any data or information regarding the nation unless directly ordered to take in information on the subject. After becoming infected with SCP-1173, individuals will begin noticing references and details to the current status of the IDAS in news and other print sources. Individuals will begin noticing references to older versions of the nation, often referred to as Mahometan Samothrace, in works of classic literature dating back to the 17th century, and will occasionally make casual reference to Samothraki in the same vein as Timbuktu or Bangkok, meaning an obscure backwater of little importance. The delusion of the existence of the IDAS is not directly harmful to most individuals. However, research into schizophrenia, carried out by the Foundation for unrelated reasons, generated a series of connections between SCP-1173 infection and certain previously unexplained psychological abnormalities. Specifically, a significant number, upwards of 800, of homeless or institutionalized individuals diagnosed with schizophrenia have been found to be infected with SCP-1173. Moreover, when interviewed as part of psychological therapy, many of them describe themselves as veterans of an American counterinsurgency force in the IDAS. Individuals affected in this way frequently describe close encounters with children and pregnant mothers as suicide bombers, futile attacks by poorly armed Partisans ending in massacre, and war crimes committed by the occupying US troops. Particularly lucid instances of these individuals make vague references to a strained geopolitical relation with Russia, which feels threatened by the American incursion, and China, which is described as being engaged in a large-scale combat with a heavily armored Uyghur Revolutionary Army inspired by the Samothrakian resistance. Addendum 1173-1. After the discovery of SCP-1173, a survey of Foundation personnel revealed extensive SCP-1173 infection at all levels of chain of command. Attempts to establish and execute containment procedures were complicated due to efforts by other Foundation units to deliberately infect more individuals with SCP-1173. These conflicts developed into sporadic armed fights between Foundation units before Protocol 1173-Omicron was put into place, banning all unofficial communication between Foundation personnel regarding SCP-1173, and agreeing to maintain the contemporary equilibrium between infected and uninfected individuals. estimated as groups of approximately equal size. Addendum 1173-2.
If you're reading this, the computer has verified you to be uninfected through subtle tests of certain subconscious reactions you have had to keywords placed throughout this document. Congratulations, researcher. You've been drafted. God help you. The Omicron protocol was never intended to be permanent. Many of us tried to help our infected comrades, help to cure them, help them see the truth. Those of us that remained uninfected knew the idea of allowing Foundation personnel to remain under the influence of a dangerous memetic virus, completely unchecked, was madness. But a civil war between Foundation units was even more unthinkable. So we compromised. Temporarily. You are now part of a resistance movement. Whether you like it or not, history has placed the responsibility on your shoulders. You cannot be told who is on your side and who isn't. And you will never know in most cases. You will not be contacted at any other time regarding this subject. And you will never be able to prove that you received this message in the first place. The infected are all around us, every single day. Friends, loved ones, parents, even children. There is a way to counteract the infection, but it has its risks. You must procure a compound from Foundation Pharmacology known as Class O Amnestic. If you put in a request for it and sympathetic personnel receive the order, they should deliver a box with several hyposprays to you. Whenever possible, you are to isolate personnel, engage them in conversation, determine their level of awareness regarding the Islamic Republic of Eastern Samothrace. How you accomplish this is up to you. Determine their infection status and deliver the antidote if necessary. The infected still believe we are keeping to the truce. With a concerted effort, we can eliminate the infection from the Foundation. This must be done. We cannot allow the last line in humanity's defense against the anomalous to suffer at the hands of an anomaly. This message approved by 05-2, 05-3, 05-6, 05-8, 05-10, and 05-13. This message not to be kept in official records. This message not to be copied or written.
SCP-1173, Islamic Republic of Eastern Samothrake, was written by Escobar. Our host is John Grills, and this week's episode was narrated by me, Pacific S. Obadiah. Our classified message was from Jason Smith. Our music is created by the incredible Tom Rory Parsons. I'm your sound designer and showrunner, Pacific S. Obadiah. And our producer is Tom Owen. This is a Bloody Disgusting show. For more information, visit bloody-disgusting.com.
The Bloody Disgusting Podcast Network, home of creepy, disturbing, and terrifying creepypastas. SCP archives, weekly full cast storytelling, horror queers, genre commentary from an LGBTQ perspective, and the Boo Crew, the horror-centric interviews. Listen free wherever you stream audio and at bloodydisgusting.com/podcasts.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM Podcast Network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.